All right, boys and girls, you know what time it is. Wild Weekend with DJ Easy Eargasm is back once again. We've got an amazing show tonight. We've got some new features, we've got some incredible music. Tonight's episode has got it all. So be prepared to laugh, be prepared to think, be prepared to cry while you think, to crink. All right, this is Wild Weekend, DJ Easy Eargasm. Keep it tuned in, turned on, and on lock. Hit it. Welcome back. I'm DJ Easy Eargasm. You're listening to Wild Weekend. I've been delivering the easiest, sleaziest eargasms since 2004. For those of you without an abacus or TI-89 graphing calculator, that is approximately 7 years of ear-shattering, boundary-breaking, sound barrier-breaking eargasms, which were very, very satisfying for me. This is a kind of a theme show. We're doing a new kind of thing, and the theme of this show is memory. And what memory can do for you, how memory can shared memory can cause us to act a certain way. It's kind of an abstract topic. I'd like to start off with a story I think might help illustrate a little bit better. So I was in high school at the time, and I was in some sort of club. I think it was the juggling club, where we juggled and mingled while we juggled and balanced. One time there's a meeting after this club, and it stayed late, and I needed a ride home because I missed the bus. This was sort of before cell phones or anything, and I don't know, my parents were both at work, so I didn't really know what to do. How to get a ride? Not that they could give me a ride if they weren't at work. Anyway, so this there's this kid in my school. Let's call him Heinz. Heinz was German, and Heinz offered to give me a ride home with his, with his father. I was like, "That's awesome! Thank you, Heinz." So waiting around, kicking it with Heinz. Eventually, Heinz's dad pulls up, and it's a pretty small Volkswagen, and it's two doors. I'm sort of cramped in the back of all this weird kind of nondescript boxes and equipment. It's very uncomfortable. And the first thing I notice is that after Heinz's father learns my name, my last name, Eargasmberg. Yeah, that's right, my name is DJ Eargasmberg. He becomes a little cold towards me, might be the word. He becomes a little aggressive. And although he's very friendly at first, he starts saying that all of a sudden he's low on gas. I can see the gas tank. He wasn't low on gas. He had a quarter tank. That's not that low. Heinz didn't live in Italy. His house was close to mine. It was on the way, We both lived in kind of the same town. But Heinz's dad got a little aggressive after he learned my last name, and Instead of dropping me off at my house, he dropped me about half a mile away in this area where there was no sidewalk. He just sort of kicked me out unceremoniously. And it was the first time I ever experienced like an adult being, an adult who wasn't my parents kind of being so rude and hateful towards me. It was a very strange experience. And I concluded from all of it that Heinz's father must be a Nazi. That to me seemed the only reasonable solution. He must be a Nazi, and he must be acting towards me like that because he has experience in Holocaust camps. Now, obviously, this was a very stupid opinion form. But I don't know. I was very suspicious that people were Nazis back then. I don't know why. His father just could have been stingy or a jerk. But for some reason, I jumped immediately to Nazi. And it's this shared memory, this shared trauma that kind of blinds us sometimes and blinds our judgments. That's a little bit what we're going to get into in today's show. I know it's a little bit of a heady topic. It's not as goofy as we usually do here on Wild Weekend. But I want to make you think as well as laugh, chuckle as well as analyze, guffaw while you do a comparative study? Okay. So this is a pretty good segue into our first feature of tonight. And you'll see why after you listen to the feature. Wild Weekend, of course, has many tentacles in its operations. And we do have. These tentacles did have somehow got into the British Consortium of Filmed Humours, which is a British organization, the British Consortium of Filmed Humours. So Wild Weekend got a hold through this organization on some very important documents. It seems that the BBC every year rejects some scripts that it just finds too crazy, too pushes the envelope too much for the BBC. Of course, the BBC has much looser standards than the US, so you gotta think, man, that must be some pretty crazy shit. And believe me, it is, as you're about to hear, because we got our hands on a banned BBC script called Randy Chums. It's Randy Chums. About a group of 20-somethings trying to make it in the big city of London, looking for love and looking for friendship, and it's a very fascinating little clip. It was a great show until this episode got it banned. So let's all listen to Randy Chums and try and figure out what exactly. Let's try and understand the BBC's decision to cancel. Does it make sense? Does it make sense to you? Without further ado, let's listen to Randy Chums.
Get kinda tough. Not a good group of friends for when things get rough. Randy Chums. Searching in pubs, drinking and laughing, looking for love, maybe some action.
Yeah.
Randy Chums.
Randy Chums.
When the world has got you down, just gather your best chums around Randy Chums.
Chauncey.
Chip, looking well, aren't you? Sit down and have a pint. How was your date with Elizabeth?
I say we got off a bit on the wrong foot.
Aye, that's why you shouldn't use your foot to get off, right?
Ah, Chauncey, what I mean to say is, we had a bit of a tough time connecting.
Couldn't find the right hole, could you? Why did God, in his infinite wisdom, put those holes so close together? Well, anyway, happens to the best of us, dear boy. Now sit down and have us a Guinness brew.
No, I'm not talking about sex.
Huh?
Don't you know anything about conversation?
Aye, a dirty talk.
Chauncey.
I love fannies and breasts, fannies and breasts. All I want to do is look at a continuous stream of fannies and breasts. Oh, chip old boy, I love them.
You have a one-track mind, Chauncey. Don't you think about anything else besides fannies and breasts?
Why, Chip, sure I do. I think about bottoms, too.
Chauncey!
All right, so what was your connection problem, then?
I don't think I picked the best place to go on our first date.
Where did you go, then? Nice dinner at Chase Charles? A stand-up act at the Giggle Gala? Catch a flick at the cinema? Trolley ride?
Well...
Yes?
I took her to the Holocaust Museum.
What the bloody hell did you go there for?
I thought it'd show how sensitive I am, you know? That I'm in touch with humanity.
And I'm guessing you didn't get to touch her humanity, eh?
Too right, Chauncey. She just cried and cried and even threw up. I think she had some relatives involved in the whole mess or something. I tried putting the moves on her. We were by the big pile of shoes, and I said, "You can see a pile like that at my flat, too. Maybe you can help me clean them up in the morning. Real slick-like, right?" But she wasn't having it.
So you didn't get to hide your Anne Frank in her cellar?
Aye, Chauncey.
And you didn't get to annex her Czechoslovakia?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And you didn't get to concentrate on her camp?
Chauncey!
Well, don't worry. For our next date, maybe you can take her to a documentary on the slave trade, you daft bastard. Anyway, I'm going out for a trip to the strip show. Fancy a come-along?
First sensible thing you've said all day, Chauncey.
Off we go!
Oh, Randy Chums.
Why did that get banned? I don't understand.
Doesn't make sense. Probably because of its sexual politics, right? Always sexual politics. And speaking of sexual politics, let's play some music, right? Let's take a little music break. Deliver some seismic level 7 Richter scale eargasms. You're listening to DJ Easy Eargasm, delivering the easiest, sleaziest, greasiest eargasms since 2004. Keep it tuned in. Turned on lock. Hit it!
Screw on the chemical floors of the dance world. Now you see why I'll always be a dancer. The transcendental brats to the trance world, but there's escapes on the face of a girl. We're not the answer, and we are not the answer. We are not the answer. Now we are not the answer. My dear, nothing's been sold. It's just a golden bridge I'm burning whose fire is the real gold. Now don't worry, my dear, nothing's been sold. It's just a golden bridge I'm burning whose fire is the real gold. Fire is the real gold. Another West Coast morning. Fuck it, I'm warning. You can look, you can touch, but no, not that much. What's one more police action when I'm canceling the truce again? Morning, fuck it, I'm warning. You can look, you can touch, but no, not that much. What's one more police action when I'm canceling the truce again?
rest assured, tonight I'm gonna be in Kevin's basement with all my friends, provided we can get a lazy ass down to bottle king by 10. When the walk home is gonna be a real shit show.
Fucking junkie out of me, so give me a Guinness, give me a Keystone Light, give me a kegger on a Friday night, give me anything but another year in exile.
Welcome back, guys, boys and girls. DJ Easy Eargasm, Wild Weekend. Let's do a read back on some of that music. You just heard from the theme from Cheers. That's by Titus Andronicus. And that is off of their album, The Monitor. Before that, we had two from The Raining Sound. So damn good. Them being from Memphis and legendary garage punks in various iterations. We had If You Can't Give Me Everything and I'll Cry. Listen to his voice on If You Can't Give Me Everything. I dare you not to be moved by it. Dare you. I saw them live at Maxwell's for the WFMU benefit, and it was my new favorite live acts. So good. And we started off with Destroyer, the song The Very Modern Dance. And I got that off of the 2010 Merge digital sampler. Okay, so earlier in the show, I told you about a ride home in which I thought a certain someone was a Nazi. But now I'm going to tell you about a time when DJ Irgazenberg, myself, was himself mistaken for a Nazi. Me. I used to be involved in this crazy little group called the Punk Scene in a crazy little city called Philadelphia. I had this crazy little friend named, let's say, Cliff. And, okay, so keep that in mind. In the punk rock scene, got a friend named Cliff. Now, Cliff was suspected of being a Nazi. Philadelphia, the punk rock scene, had this group called the Sharps. A very tough group. It was the Skinheads Against Racial Prejudices. Sharks. And they were a very violent group. They took people who they suspected were Nazis in the Philadelphia punk scene, and they beat them up. And they banned them from coming to shows. They blacklisted them. Of course, they had no real verifiable sense of who was a Nazi or not. It was all gossip and rumor mongering. Now, one of the leaders of this group, his name was Danarchy. Danarchy. Which, of course, kept the Nazis away because they were all busy laughing at his dumb name. So Danarchy and some other of his goons, they confront my friend Cliff after the show. And after a show we went to a punk rock show, and Danarchy and his fellow crazies confront Cliff, and they say, they're saying, you're a Nazi. They're accosting him. So I went up to Danarchy, and full disclosure, I had a few beers in me. I went up to him and I said, what do you think of affirmative action? What do you think of affirmative action? I asked this freaking monster. This big leather-clad animal. What was I thinking? I wasn't. He looked at me like I basically just said Sig Hail. And he said he was gonna beat me up and he called me a Nazi. He thought I was a Nazi. I'm Jewish, I said to him. He said, doesn't matter. Really? I feel like being Jewish has got to play some role in determining whether you are or are not a Nazi. Well, I lucked out. He took pity on me because I was obviously inebriated and he didn't beat me up. But the incident definitely left a mark on me. I never got to find out what his opinions on affirmative action were. I mean, here's this group that hated Nazis so much that they basically acted like them. And they attempted to assault people different from them. Intimidation, all based on rumor mongering, on lies. So obviously his blind devotion to this cause led him to mistake an equality-loving Jew for a Nazi. Our prejudices, our memories, our traumas can cause us to see things in an altered way. So, that memory is sort of bittersweet for me. You know, I laugh at it now. I think it's pretty funny. But it's funny. It's funny the things that that help you remember. I'd like to play some special songs now that that give me other memories of my life. And hopefully while you're listening to it, you'll think of this show and it'll create some new special memories for you, you lucky camper. So let's listen to a few more songs. We come back, we're going to have everybody's favorite game show, Academic Jargonoff, with a twist. And I'm not talking about no lemon lime on the Pepsi Cola, you know what I'm saying? Real twist. Let's get to it. Let's listen to some music. I'm done being the raconteur for now. I'll stop recounting accounts. And we'll get back to the normal goofiness that you love. You're listening to DJ's Eargasm Wild Weekend. Keep it tuned in, turned on lock. Let's do this thing. Shall we?
I'm gonna get you right. will bury you. We will bury you. We will bury you.
We will bury you.
We will bury you. We will bury you. We will bury you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is DJ Easy Eargasm. You're still listening to Wild Weekend. Let's do a read back on some of that music. You just heard from Krongen. That was the song Jet Boy, Jet Girl. And before that, we had The Bags with We Will Bury You. That's off of the Danger House compilation. For that, we had Japan Droids. File that under an amazing band with a really stupid name. And that was their song, Young Hearts Spark Fire. That's off of Post Nothing. Starting off, we had a wonderful band, a fabulous group of charismatic upstarts called Doolally, with their hit single, Raw, off of their hitter, even hitterer album, Ride the Dow. All these shows and the memories they bring up got me feeling all jumbled. And speaking of jumbles, it's time for Academic Jargon Off, ESL edition. And our focus for this special ESL edition Academic Jargon Off is history, memory, and trauma. I'm joined by the lovely and inimitable DJ Moto. Hi, DJ Moto.
Hello.
And she is going to help me by reading off the jargon offs. So, can you read the first jargon off, DJ Moto?
Sure. By the definition from Wikipedia, history is the study of human past. I believe that the purpose of studying history should be a lesson for people for preserving lives in the future.
Wonderful. I agree with that statement. All right, jargon off number two, DJ Moto.
I just can't let myself driven by the hatred that is bound to result from the historiography to be shown.
Very admirable of you. Number three, DJ Moto.
During the class of today, Professor mentioned that in France, Belgium, and Netherlands, it is believed that they were invaded and occupied by the evil side, Nazi.
Exactly. And finally, number four, The King Jargonoth?
That is the main problem with showing only one side of a story. It prevents people from knowing the truth about the past, which affects how they interpret current government actions, and how difficult it might be for uninformed people to recognize how to watch out for corruption vulnerabilities, risks, and signs in the present and future.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Usually I would have my own Jargonoth included, but since this is ESL edition, it was an impossibility. Rest assured, next Jargonoth I'll be right there among the other clowns. That's to say that it is the academic system that foists Jargonoth upon us. Don't blame the Jargoners. Thank you, DJ Moto.
You're welcome.
Whew. That is the end of our show. And I think it's been a really interesting one. I think we've learned a lot about the dangers of memory, the difficulty in saying who and who isn't a Nazi, and saying who or who is not a Randy Chum. And that Jargonoth is truly a transnational phenomenon. That's a lot of learnings. Not bad for one wild weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I've been DJ Easy Eargasm. This has been Wild Weekend. And we'll see you on our next outing. Remember me just like this. Outro!
Even though I met you only recently, I find myself falling in love with you. I don't know quite how to put this decently, but what's the chance that you could love me too? Who has made my dreams come true and earned my gray sky blue? Like amorous lovebirds do, who made my world seem new. This is you. You make me feel like I'm 17 again. You make everything beautiful seem true. I can't wait to go to sleep and dream again, 'cause every dream I dream is a dream of dreamy little you, has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue. Why it's you, like amorous lovebirds do. My world seem new. This is you. You make the world go round, the sun go up and down, the flowers bloom in May, the children laugh. Sky blue, why it's you.